This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Bank of England said this morning it's raising interest rates over there a quarter of a percentage point, just like the Federal Reserve did yesterday. And if you have noticed in days past that a lot of central banks tend to do a lot of things in coordination with one another, they do. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the whys and the hows.
There are different levels of global central bank coordination. When everything is hunky-dory, the world's central bankers just keep in touch. David Wilcox is a senior economist at the Peterson Institute for International Economics and at Bloomberg Economics.
In normal times, there's lots of ordinary information sharing.
But these, of course, are not normal economic times.
When financial markets are more turbulent, there's a second level of coordination, and that involves these swap lines.
Swap lines. That's where the U.S. swaps dollars for other countries' currencies. At the beginning of this week, the Fed announced it would hold these swaps every day instead of weekly. Ann Owen, a former Fed economist now at Hamilton College, says during times of financial stress, like now, people turn to dollars. And the Fed wants to be sure there are plenty to go around because
people are very, very anxious about the possibility that there could be more bank runs if people believe that banks are not able to meet their short-term obligations.
Now, during the 2008 financial crisis, the Fed went to level three, coordinating interest rates with other countries. The Fed does all this because in a global economy, it can't meet its goals of low inflation and maximum employment alone. Robert Sacken is another former Fed economist, now at Citigroup.
It really benefits the Fed if trade flows aren't interrupted and if other countries don't experience financial stability issues, because those have a high risk of coming back and hitting the U.S. economy.
Sacken says ideally the outcome of all this coordination is avoiding financial drama so all the central bankers can do their jobs. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.